Welcome to Command Control Power, a weekly podcast hosted by three certified members of the Apple Consultants Network, drawing from nearly half a century of combined experience. We talk shop, interview vendors and colleagues, and share what we've learned while operating our technology consulting practices. This is Joe Sapinari of CIMAC, and my two co-hosts are Jerry Zygmunt of MacWorks and Sam Valencia of the HCS Technology Group. We also offer a weekly email newsletter, which includes show notes for each episode. Learn more at commandcontrolpower.com. And thanks for listening. Happy summer to everyone out there in the Apple consulting community, and happy winter to those in the Southern Hemisphere. This week, we'd like to take listeners on a little trip down memory lane to the very early days of Command Control Power, when managed services were just a glimmer in our eyes and podcasts were distributed on CD-ROM. This episode was recorded live on location at the Apple Advance Camp in Austin, Texas, by our very own Sam Valencia, way back in the summer of 2013. Some people believe this is the last known recording of Sam on Command Control Power. It features several interviews with colleagues in the ACN community. We hope you enjoy it. And stay tuned for a listener contribution immediately following this blast from the past. But first, thank you very much to the following VIP supporters whose generous support goes a long way toward making the show possible. Zvon Petrick, atyourserver.ca. Alan Hancock, watchmanmonitoring.com/CCP. Simple MDM, simplemdm.com. Now enjoy this trip down memory lane.
So my name is Brian Mortensen. I am a consultant down in Atlanta, Georgia, with a company called BFA Technologies.
Excellent. And what's your specialty in what you do?
I guess within the company, we're all kind of all over the place, but I guess mine has recently been getting into a POS system called Lightspeed, and I'm pretty good with a CRM called Daylight. So I've been doing those deployments along with a lot of server work.
Oh, cool. I know a lot of our ACNs are probably very familiar with Lightspeed and Daylight. So what brought you over to the MTC Plus? Had you previously done an MTC class before?
Yeah, I did one with Craig about a year and a half ago down in Atlanta. And I guess the Plus, our company's just trying to find ways to expand. It seems like the trend is going in towards mobility. I mean, that's where everyone's going. We've had a lot of requests for it. So we're just trying to find the best way to get everyone trained in it and get it up and running as quickly as possible. And this seemed like the best course, one of the only courses where we really get hands-on time with some of these products with people who actually know what they are, the actual vendors themselves.
Right, exactly. I mean, this stuff has really blown me away with all the third-party vendors I've been involved in everything. And speaking of which, a common question I've been throwing out there for people is, did you have a favorite session so far, that a vendor that particularly blew your socks off?
I guess the one I've been most blown away with is probably Mass 360 so far. Just the interface. Where my company's partnered up with Mobile Iron, which is a great MDM, but one of the things that I would definitely have told them, recommended to them, is just, you know, we need to work on that interface a little bit. There's a lot of cool stuff you can do, but if you don't know where it is, it's not intuitive. You're not going to find it.
True.
Or I feel like Mass 360, you could throw someone who has no idea what they're doing at the interface, and they could probably figure it out within 20 or 30 minutes, get kind of a whole system running. And that kind of blew me away.
Yeah, I had a lack of familiarity with them, and this session really kind of set me in line with going, wow, they're a cool outfit.
Yeah.
And I found it pretty interesting, so I might have to check them out for some of my other clients.
Yeah, definitely. They're one we're going to start paying attention to as well.
And the other big thing about these camps that I like especially is the social aspect. You know, people hanging out afterwards and kind of getting to meet each other, handing out business cards and all that. So have you found that to be useful as well as fun, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a social animal, I think, by heart. And it's fun to be able to meet other ACNs. And, you know, it's inevitable we're all going to kind of get along. We're in the same kind of field of work. We all are very passionate about it, so of course we're going to get along. And right. It's nice being able to use that resource where if there's something that they're specialized in and I'm not, I can kind of lean on them if I have a question about something.
Definitely. Well, I'm sure we'll be seeing you tonight again after hours at the bar, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thanks for joining us, man.
Right,
appreciate
thanks
it.
A lot.
Here with me is Tan, and I'd like him to introduce himself and his company and what he does these days.
Well, my name is Kok Yong Tan. I run Reality Artisans. And basically, I'm a network wrangler. I troubleshoot networks. I design networks. I bring up from scratch, from cable, the layer one, all the way up to the, you know, handoff to the client. And there you are.
I hear you're a big network guy, definitely. Yeah. And what brought you to the MTC Plus program?
Well, I just want to see what was there, because a lot of it depends on the network. which is basically where it falls down to me because then you have people come saying like, well, you know, my MDM's not working. Well, right. This server's not working. Well, can you talk to your MDM?
Right.
If you can't, then all bets are off.
Right, exactly. And the most important question is, what's in the vest?
My entire kit. There are times where people would not believe what I've got in here. And I remember onset of WWDC, a colleague, you know, just finished his lunch and was like, you know, it would be nice to have a wet wipe. And I pulled one out and said, like this.
That's
then
awesome.
Then he said, you know, what would really top it off is if I had like, you know, dental floss. And I was like, waxed or unwaxed?
That is great, man. Yeah.
And you'd be surprised. I mean, some of it has actual practical uses. Like, for example, the wet wipes, right? When you're working in network closets, it's not nice to bleed over customer equipment. There are a lot of sharp edges in there.
Right, exactly.
And this thing with the dental floss is that when you have, you know, you're at some location and somebody has decided that it'll be a nice place to stick his, the network port was a nice place to stick his pencil in and wiggle it around a bit, the only way to fix it without smashing it further is thread dental floss in there and pull those pins up.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Yeah.
Well, one more question for you.
Sure.
Did you have a favorite session so far, a vendor that really blew you away or anything that in particular that you really liked?
I think I found a combination of Aerohive and maybe Jamf, but more the Aerohive because I tend to be more hardware-oriented. And,
gotcha.
The rest of them were interesting, but I found that if it's like too much on the in the cloud, I mean, it's all very well, you know, if when everything works, but when everything doesn't work, then where are you? You see,
true.
That's a whole problem.
True, yeah. Well, thank you for joining us, Tan. I appreciate your time.
Anytime.
Take care. Take it easy.
You too.
So here with me is one of the instructors and one of the guys who set up this whole thing, Craig Cohen. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the MTC Plus program?
So the MTC Plus program came about, less than a year ago. We've been doing the MTC program for the better part of 2 years, which came out of a carrier support program. The original program was literally one day. It was written for companies like Verizon and Sprint, AT&T, and European and Canadian carriers. And at that point, Mimi and Francois on the team from the ACNs decided that they wanted to start scaling up the ACN channel into mobility. And we took the heart of the lessons, which was written by Apple Training, and then we added our own components, and it became a two-day technical and then immersive class. From there, we did a survey to ask how we were doing, and based on those results, we found out all the real-world issues that people were coming upon in their deployments, and we decided to create the MTC Plus to meet and hopefully overcome all of those issues by integrating not just Apple technologies, but some of the third-party companies that are involved in this seminar.
I think that's the biggest thing is the third-party stuff. It's been blowing people away, you know?
Yes.
Just exploring other things outside of what Apple can offer, and it's pretty cool stuff.
I think one of the takeaways is also is that we're not saying these are the only partners you should work with,
right.
But these are the ones that the ACNs in the survey said that they were the better or the people that they were working with. But there is a lot of people just really popping up almost daily in this industry.
Excellent. So I know you got a lot of work ahead of you, so I'll let you go, but thanks for joining us, Craig.
Cheers. Thank you.
All right, so we'll start with a quick introduction of who you are and your company.
Yeah, Jeff Satterwhite with PostModTech, based here in Austin, Texas. And we do general Mac consulting and iOS work at the moment, usually small businesses, but we do occasionally do departments in bigger companies, Fortune 500, and some individuals.
So you're already supporting iOS?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what brought you to the MTC Plus?
I see that the iPhone, iPads are computers, just like the Macs are, and their communication devices are essential in the business.
Absolutely.
for the clients who use them, and integrating them intelligently is, I see, an integral part of what we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just out of curiosity, have you had a favorite vendor since you've been here? anyone blew your socks off or... or something you'd see working with in the near future?
I haven't tested it yet, you know, but the AeroHive was very intriguing to me, the idea that you could heat map prospective clients or existing clients and see what their Wi-Fi coverage was like and have detailed measurements and be able to see it graphically and show it to the client. To me, that was very intriguing.
Yeah.
But we've had really good sessions with several vendors. I thought that the last one we had with Meraki was good. I also thought that the session with...
Mass 360.
Yeah, Mass 360. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
And so there were some good products. It's going to take a while, I think, to dig through and see which one will be most appropriate for each situation that we're looking to solve.
But it's pretty cool that we're getting a well-rounded approach to all this stuff.
It's much more detailed. It's one thing to read through a list of specs. It's
right.
Another thing to actually have a lot of questions that people throw at the vendors and have them give specific answers to.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate talking to you.
Thanks, Sam, for that trip down memory lane. Next up, we have a listener contribution from Remy Kramers, all the way from the Netherlands, clarifying some facts about USB. Take it away, Remy.
Hey guys, this is Remy, your friend from the Netherlands. I think I can shed some light on the USB-C discussion. First of all, you have to understand the difference between the letters and the numbers. The numbers decide how fast the connection can be. This is the software side of things. The letters decide what the hardware specification is. So you have USB 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, and 3.1, and I think 3.2. This decides the speed, the maximum speed allowed over the connection. You've got USB A, USB B, USB C, and micro USB, and all those different variations. They tell you the kind of connection. I think this is common knowledge for most of the listeners, but I do want to clear that up. The cable that Apple is shipping with the new MacBooks is a USB-C cable with USB 2.0 specifications. This means that it actually is a data cable. I've tested this out with my Samsung T5 external SSD and this works fine. The only disadvantage, of course, is the speed limit of USB 2.0. If you try to do a target disk mode with this cable, it won't work because all MacBooks require at least USB 3.0, and that's what this charger cable is not. I've also tested my Samsung T5 with a USB 3.0 cable that comes in the box. The speeds are about 470 megabytes write and 500 megabytes read, so that's really fast. I also tested the same Samsung T5 with a Thunderbolt 3 cable that I have from Belkin, and this gets exactly the same results, because the Samsung T5 doesn't go faster than the USB 3.0 speeds. So as a conclusion, I want to advise every Apple consultant to have a Thunderbolt 3 cable in their bag, because a Thunderbolt 3 cable is backwards compatible with all USB standards, so USB 3.0, 2.0, 1.0, and everything that comes in between. You also asked about what to carry instead of thumbsticks, and I have the Samsung T5. It comes with a USB-C to USB-C cable and a USB-A to USB-C cable, and it's very fast. It's the fastest and the cheapest per megabyte, so that's why I chose that one. Mine is 500 gigabytes, but I think they go up to 2 terabytes. Oh, and while we're on the topic, there is one little fun fact. Did you know that Thunderbolt doesn't have their own cable standards? At first they started working with mini display ports, and now they work with USB-C. In my humble opinion, I think Thunderbolt 3 should have been called USB 4, because it's actually the faster and better version of USB 3, and it uses USB-C after all. I hope you believe these are fun facts as well. Keep up the good work. Catch you later. Bye.
Thanks, Remy, for that awesome contribution. We really appreciate it. And I know I learned something, and I hope listeners did too. Well, that about does it for this episode of Command Control Power. We hope you enjoyed the little hodgepodge here in the dog days of summer. And before we go, we just want to take a few moments to thank the following community members for their support. We really, really appreciate it, and we couldn't do it without you. Over the last 5 years, Command Control Power has been a labor of love, encouraged and sustained by the generous support of our colleagues in the Apple consulting community. We'd like to take a few moments right now to thank the following community members for their support. Strong Solutions, SpokaneMac.com. Daniel Escobar, ProactTex.com. Weldon Dodd, RewindTech.com. Richard Wingfield, EnvisionDesign.net. Adam Rice, AdamRice.org. Cirrus Partners, GoCirrus.com. Tim Nyberg, TheMacGuys.com. Mac Admins Podcast, podcast.macadmins.org. Ryan Gowdy, corecompetent.com. Michael Thompson, origin84.com. Matthew Waples, waples.net. William O'Neill, 4macsolutions.com. Jerome Potters, macpod.nl. Tom Poles, boxit.tech. Andy Espo, callandy.com. Stacy Conaway, syncotech.com. Adam Angst, tidbits.com. Eric Grau, chibitech.com. Steve Sorbo, macsos.biz. And Nate Sinnall, wearescout.com. Thanks again to those community members and many other supporters who make the show possible. To become a supporting member of the Command Control Power community, visit commandcontrolpower.com and click on support. Thanks very much for your support of Command Control Power.